foster parents are urgently needed to provide loving homes for children. Remy Vista Foster Family Agency provides professional social workers, monthly training, and financial support in a Christian-based atmosphere. Open your heart and your home to a child that needs you. Contact Remy Vista Foster Family Agency here in Chico at 893-4784. That's 893-4784. And make a difference in a child's life today.
Kathy Sewinvac is Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sewinvac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sewinvac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sewinvac, Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority.
Did you know one out of three Chico households has unwanted junk? Junk can start out as a small problem, but as it grows, it can become a real health hazard. Don't drown in a pile of your own garbage.
Call Junk King today.
888-888-JUNK. That's 888-888-5865. When you think junk removal, remember Junk King. Call today. 888-888-JUNK.
Mention this ad for $25 off any load or $50 off a full load.
Junk King.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
The North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
It is the 69th anniversary of the Normandy invasion, D-Day, June 6th, 19. 2013. It was 1944 when that famous mission that really changed the world, really, and turned things in the Allied forces' favors in World War II, in taking down the Nazis. So, welcome to everybody on the big show. My name is Jerry O'Lennon. We're going to talk about. I believe that really the only way things can really get done is through. A Christian way. I really do. And it's because you try to create a little slice of heaven in your own little world. And I think that's what's happening with some one area in Kenya, thanks to the Reverend Dennis Meeker. He's a Lutheran pastor, and he has his wife, Lorna. They have set up a ministry in Kenya, and they are helping the lives of young kids that really have had nothing, and they're just amazing people. They've been on the show before, about a year ago, I think. And he's on the show today, the Reverend Dennis Meeker, and also Pastor Donald Jordan from Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. They're both here today. And first of all, Reverend Meeker, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Pastor Donald Jordan.
Good morning. And Jerry, may I say happy birthday
it
to
is.
You.
Thank you very much. I'm 29 years old today, so I'm doing really good from, I'm 53 today. You know what? It's better than the alternative, I suppose.
God's blessings.
Thank you very much. Reverend Meeker, tell me about the last – so tell us real briefly. Give us the quick pitch, because I can't do it anywhere near as well as you can by trying to explain what exactly you've done and how long you've been doing it for and where you're at in your mission.
Well, I graduated from the Fort Wayne Seminary in Indiana in 2007.
Okay.
And my first call, I did my vicarage in Kenya, but my first call was to Kibera slums in Nairobi.
I've interrupted real quick. So you're 58 years old, and you got started in the ministry in 2007. Mm-hmm. So you were a late bloomer. You didn't decide to become a Lutheran minister until you were about 50 years old.
I was 47 when I went back and got my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Okay, what were you doing before then?
I was a factory worker, and then back in the 80s, I was in the family farm for 8 years.
Wow.
And then the rest of the years in the factory.
That in itself is interesting. So anyway, continue. So you became a Lutheran minister. How did you get in? And you were in, it was Indiana?
Yeah, I went to seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And my first person I met when I went to school was a Kenya pastor. And just things kept going from there. And I met my wife through some correspondence with him and his stuff at home, because this pastor's wife and children come to Fort Wayne and lived with me for some time. And then Lorna and I got married in 2003. Then I come back and did some more schooling and did my vicarage there in 2006 for 1 year, then come back and graduated and was ordained in Iowa in 2007 by Bishop Obari from Kenya. And then took my first call to Kibera, which is a suburb of Nairobi, one of the largest slums in the world.
And that's where you're at now?
No. In 2011, January, and then I was called to a church on Lake shores of Lake Victoria.
Okay.
And so we transferred all those kids that we had in Kibera, a lot of them that were life-threatening situations, we took them to a house in Kisumu. Well, now our house was full, and now we started this school, like I talked about last time I was here a year ago.
Right, by full, remind me, how many kids were in your house?
About 27.
A lot of kids in your house, and it's you and your wife and maybe another couple workers that are there doing this for you, cooking and cleaning and taking care of these kids. And you keep, now when these kids get older, they move on in life, and then do they, you take in more kids? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, we've took more kids in this week.
Wow. Okay. So now you've built a school. I don't know what the proper term is, but kind of like an orphanage now for the kids? Or how would you describe it?
I would describe it still as a rescue center.
Okay.
There's 85 kids are taken. We board there, so they get three meals a day. But there's 215 day scholars.
Okay.
And so those kids get three meals a day that board there, but the day scholars get one meal a day.
Wow. Okay. So,
and then when they go home for the holiday, all of them, we send them all home to either friends or relatives, but then there's a certain number, like maybe 20, 25, that have no place to go. Well, they'll stay with us.
So you're helping about 300 kids in Kenya, ages 5 to 18 or?
3 to 18.
3 to 18, about 300 kids. And how much bigger is the problem in Kenya than I mean, obviously there's many more kids like that who are suffering in slums, that type of thing.
Well, I think if you would Google the number of orphans in Kenya, you're going to get 1.7 million or something like that.
Right. Yeah. So this is a speck that you're able to take care of, but each person is valuable.
Yeah, every person that God puts in your path is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our association with our church and with our community that all these kids come through.
Do you? I'm speaking to the Reverend Dennis Meeker. He's a Lutheran pastor, and he's based out. He works in. He lives in Kenya, and he comes here and visits the state of California mostly, and in different parts of the country to do some fundraising. I would think to try to get support to help. You need about another $95,000 to complete the second and third floors of your three-story school building, and you're trying to complete that. You need $95,000 to do that, to help these kids. We have a break right now. We're going to continue to talk about that. And what really motivates somebody to do what the Reverend Dennis Meeker is doing? I am always fascinated by people that do this, and I wish I had the strength to do it myself. It's very admirable. We'll be right back after this break.
Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC.
As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991 and is now located at 5850 Clark Road in Paradise. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Champion Christian School is supported by your contributions. To make a donation, call 413-9802. 413-9802 or visit them online at championcs.org.
Do you need business cards, postcards, invitations, NCR forms? Does your business need an upgraded website? If you do, take a look at www.smallbizdesigns. That's www.smallbizdesigns.com. That's smallbizdesigns.com, where our customer service teams are online awaiting to help you.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the show. Relay for Life is this Saturday and Sunday over at Pleasant Valley High School. This is to benefit the American Cancer Society. It's really their big event every year. I'm being honored to, because I'm going to give the speech on Saturday night, and I'm a little nervous about it. But it's very exciting, and it's a great honor to be asked to do that. It's the Relay for Life, Pleasant Valley High School, to benefit the American Cancer Society. You know, their tents are set up. People spend the night. There's just a beautiful ceremony, and I think they do a wonderful job. And if you're interested to put together a team, it's not too late. Or even just go down there and visit. Just go walk the Pleasant Valley track and field and look at some of the booths, maybe provide some support. Their number is 538-2551, 538-2551, if you want to get involved in the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life this Saturday. It's going to be hot. It's going to be 107 degrees on Saturday here in Chico. Some people are telling me it's going to be even more than that. But you know, anything over 100, 102, it's going to be pretty toasty. So wear shorts and sandals. Welcome back again to the show. I'm speaking with the Reverend Dennis Meeker, a Lutheran pastor. He has put together, he has a mission in, and I don't know exactly how to describe it. You put together an orphanage. I keep saying orphanage. I keep coming to mind, but yeah. In a sense, that's what it is. You're taking care of kids in Kenya, 3 to 18, who live in slums. I mean, they don't have anything, and you've just for the last four or five years, you've put this together, and you and your wife, and now you're trying to build a school for the kids.
Yeah,
how's that going?
We're doing a permanent. It's three stories, mm-hmm. 5 rooms per story, 5 classrooms. And the ground floor is finished. We're using those 5 rooms as we speak, mm-hmm. and we've started on the second floor. And so we need about $95,000 to finish that building.
And you know what's so funny? We in the United States, we throw $95,000 around like that. And we think nothing of it. Somebody gets a salary of, you know, well, that's my pension for $95,000. I'm going to have that for the rest. You know, whether it's a worker that works for the city or the state or somebody who might be in the private practice or whatever it is, they think $95,000, that's nothing. I mean, you should be, and yet it's because we live such different lives here in the United States that even those who are poor among us live probably better lives than some of the people that live in Kenya.
Our main goal is to fight poverty. Uh-huh. And the first step to fighting poverty is education. But in our education, we try to take care of those kids in mind, body, and soul, mm-hmm. meaning they need an education, they need food and water, and they need God's word.
And you know, these are people that have done nothing wrong. These are people who have been born. I mean, sometimes in our community, we get down on the homeless people because they're not giving an effort. They're not trying, you know. They're just, you know, not really giving it their best effort in order to get back on their feet. These are people who've never been on their feet to begin with, who've never really had a chance. And I just was trying to see how you could draw a comparison to what we have here in the United States when you see how we live. And, of course, you've lived here before, but and how people live there. Is there any way, is it comparable in any way to the lifestyles that people have in Kenya where you're at and what's happening here?
Chime in, Don, if you want.
Chime in. We live in a very materialistic society here in the United States, Jerry, no doubt. Yet, in some ways, it's all the same, and I'm sure Pastor Meeker would agree with me. Sin is sin, and grace is grace. Uh-huh. The same issues, the same problems, just a different face, just a different mask.
Now, the big difference I see is at least We have a government in the U.S. who have programs to take care of the poor.
There you go.
And the government in Kenya don't have those programs. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this falls on the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the church doesn't step up, these people really suffer.
May I say something about this? He was sharing with me last night as we were on our bike ride and staying overnight, etc. He actually is able to teach religion, Christianity, the Lutheran faith in these public schools. This is a public school that he's building and working with. That's
really
remarkable to me.
It is.
I could not go to a local school in Chico and teach the catechism and teach the Bible. That's a blessing. That's a better thing in Kenya than we have in the United States.
Is that right?
We're throwing God out of our schools. We can't even mention him in the public schools.
Uh-huh.
And look at all the problems we have, Jerry. Are our schools really good?
Yes.
Or are they full of problems and issues?
Right.
See, and I think this brother has a great blessing that he can bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to these children in a public school. That's remarkable.
I never even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
How are the kids react when they hear about Jesus? What is there any resistance or what's the feeling?
I would say for the most part, there's no resistance
because
they are hungry for education because many of these kids were just sitting at home or they go to a public school where they have 100 kids to one teacher, which is no education at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep our classes to 40 and then we can teach them and they're open to learn anywhere from the Word of God. And baptism is a top priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids are exposed to the teaching of baptism. And then they are very receptive.
Is it working? Do people? Are there any of the kids that fall through the cracks still? Or what's your success ratio?
There's always, you're going to have always those who reject the word.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, it's working because I've been blessed to have over 500 baptisms since 2007.
Right. Well, we're talking to the Reverend Dennis Meeker, Lutheran pastor in Kenya, who is operating a mercy service organization, Compassionate Social Care Ministries, to help Kenya's kids. Their website is kenyaskids.org. We'll give that information out again as we wrap things up here on The Big Show on this June 6, 2013. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, today, 10 o'clock at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Today, this morning, 10 o'clock, Dennis Meeker, the Reverend Lutheran pastor, will be speaking at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. That's over on Hawthorne and Moss. If you want to drop by, I would, except I have to work today, and I think that's unfortunately that's the realities of the world. Because I'd love to hear more about this. The very poor, the widows, orphans are served. The love of Christ at the
Mercy Service Organization, Compassionate Social Care Ministries, and it's run by Dennis Meeker, Lutheran pastor. And what's your message going to be when you talk to the congregation over at Redeemer Lutheran Church today at 10 o'clock?
I'm going to go through my ministry from the beginning until the present, and the biggest issues for us right now is food.
Mm-hmm.
Because food has gone up so much in price that a lot of our sponsorship money is going for food, but you still have to pay your teachers.
Uh-huh.
And so...
where does all the money come from? I mean, is it all donations, or is there any assistance from the Kenyans or any private help? I mean, where is it? How do you... I mean, how much money do you need to take care of 300 kids in Kenya?
Probably $20,000 a month.
$20,000 a month. So your annual budget, including for you to live and your teachers to live, is about, which really isn't very much. I mean, to be honest with you, $250,000 for the year. That's pretty low cost to be able to provide any kind of living for.
Yeah, you can get
300 kids.
Yeah, you can get a lot done for money over there, because materials and building is really expensive, mm-hmm. but it gets less cost because labor is way down,
mm-hmm.
because there's so much unemployment that you can get labor pretty reasonably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of the kids that you know and you've come to know and love. Just, you know, names and describe what they're like.
Well, Oscar was the first child to come to us in my vicarage. When we got him, he was stage 4 HIV.
Oh my.
See, the biggest problem here is these kids are the way they are because we've lost a whole generation of parents. All the adults from probably 30 to 45 or 25 to 45 are gone,
uh-huh.
because of HIV and AIDS, that pandemic.
Is that right?
And that's where you get most of the orphans. Kids are orphaned in other ways, but that's the main fight we have.
And then when a kid is left without a parent, what happens? Okay, let's just lay out a scenario. You have a mother and a father, and chances are they're not together, perhaps, and the child is living in a very poor way, and then the mother dies or the father dies, and he's left alone, or she's left alone. What happens to the child at that point?
You have many grandparents that are very old trying to take care of these kids,
uh-huh.
and they can't.
But let's say there's not even grandparents. Is there any kind of safety net or anything, or do the kids just sit there and die?
No, well, they'll go into the neighbors or aunts and uncles.
Uh-huh.
But when they don't have nobody, that's a lot of our cases.
Oh, God.
But we don't turn anybody loose. A lot of these kids come to our school or walking to school. Like uh-huh. 215 of them are day scholars.
Uh-huh.
And then most of the ones that are from us, our core, are from the slums.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot bigger number from, because we're in a very poor community right on Lake Victoria.
Finish the story on Oscar.
Oscar, he had TB, he had malaria, he had typhoid, he had pneumonia.
How old was he?
He was about 7.
Okay, is he still with us?
He is still with us.
Wow.
And he is doing good. Okay. And he is catching up in school. He's on ARVs, so he has to take those the rest of his life. But as long as he adheres to the medicine, which is a monthly counseling session through the hospital, because once you get healthy, you want to quit taking your medicine,
uh-huh.
and those people cannot quit taking
their medicine. Do you feel God's presence there more when you're there than you do when you're elsewhere? Like when you're walking around. Not, I'm not trying to say the United States doesn't feel God's presence or anything. I'm not suggesting there are wonderful places where I go where I feel God's presence. But I'm just saying when you're in that environment where you're at in Kenya, do you feel closer to God?
No, I feel God's presence wherever I am.
Okay.
Now, the context is different, but when I come home, I deal with so much grace and mercy at home because there's so many people that have a heart to help children,
mm-hmm.
and even the poor. That's how we survive. And so when I come home, I continue and participate in divine worship. God's presence is with us all the time. It's not periodically, but then when I go there, then I have the same presence, only I'm getting on the receiving side of it, mm-hmm. and seeing these funds help these kids grow.
Do you think God pays closer attention to some places of the world than other places?
I think that you can eventually lose God's grace,
uh-huh.
if you continue to go down a path that goes against His word.
And so it's not a matter of God showing up. It's a matter of us making the decision whether God is going to be there or not. And it sounds like in your place in Kenya with the kids that you guys said you guys are asking for the Holy Spirit to be there. And anytime you ask for the Holy Spirit, he's there instantly, right?
Yeah, but we need to be careful about putting the burden on the people. The better way to say that is we need to be repentant.
Mm-hmm.
We need to acknowledge, everyone needs to acknowledge that they're a sinner.
Yeah.
And once they acknowledge that and repent, now the grace of God is always there.
Right.
But we see so many instances on this, the Western part of the world, of everything's okay. Yeah. We're not sinners. We don't need to repent.
Right.
And then you're walking down a path where God can take away his mercy.
We have about 1 minute left. I want to make sure I get this information in here. There's a website that you should go to, and I'll say it twice, and then I'll mention what's going on this morning. The website is the number four, and then Kenya's, K-E-N-Y-A-S, plural, Kenya's Kids, KIDS.org. Again, the number four, K-E-N-Y-A-S, Kenya's Kids, KIDS.org. And you can find out more about the good Reverend Dennis Meeker and what he's doing in Kenya to help young people who are born in slums and are trying to get their, live a good life. 10 o'clock today over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church at Hawthorne and Moss. Yeah, I couldn't read my writing. Hawthorne and Moss, the Reverend Meeker is going to be there speaking. And that's going to be at 10 o'clock today. So hopefully, if you can make it out there, they're over at Hawthorne and Moss. And if you have any questions, you can call right now, 342-6085, 342-6085. That's the number at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. We have about 30 seconds. Anything you want to add?
I want to thank all your listeners to listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that God's blessings are showered upon them in this day and in the future.
Well, thank you so much. God bless to your ministry. Gosh, you're very inspirational. Thank
and
you again.
Bless Pastor. The members of Redeemer for supporting him. It's our blessing that he comes here to bless us. And God bless Jerry on his birthday as we give thanks
to
God.
To hear. Thank you so much. Okay, praise be to God is right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow with more live local talk. So long, everyone.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Both beds, $299.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down, see us. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.